You are now about to witness the awesome Nile crushing might of the UGNS Robinson Show. Welcome, my friends, to a show that seemingly never ends. This is version 2806. Even as long as the show stops it, I'm your host, E.J.S. Robinson. On this wonderful Sunday, I am St. Patrick's Day.
Aaron, go fuck yourself.
Got a show on the occasion of everything. But first, Bob Riley from Stigmata is going to sing us in like he has every single week since 2007, previously on Knuckle Up. Stigmata is the name of this band. Upstate New York, the record is called All in the Adjust. The song's called Intro All of Nothing. Still available from Revelation Records in Huntington Beach, California. Where they hit your car with a hammer. Shoot your death in the nightclub and send your mayor pro tem out of town scurrying like a rat to open up a substandard restaurant in Central Florida. Listen well. Actually, he says bitty well, but you get the idea. With that good cheese bone clean, when I'm taking a real good look at you. Real good look at your face. So being payback is for always nothing. All right, my friend. To hear the rest of the song there, I think you can get it online. Or you can order the record from Revelation Records, like I said. This is version 306 of the UGS Robinson Show. Was there a fight last night? Yeah, there was, but who cares? You know what was silent, completely silent on the nature of fights? My Twitter machine. So I'm assuming that none of you watched it. I knew I was on, but given the options, like it's on RoboCop, or not RoboCop, the Terminator. And the computer goes, watch a movie with my wife. Put my kid to bed. Tell my kid to watch, Taya Tuivasa get finished. But way down the fucking list. Like Norm MacDonald said in his piece about Bill Cosby and Patton Oswalt, where Patton Oswalt says, was the worst thing about the Cosby thing was the hypocrisy. And Norm MacDonald says, I think there are other things on that list. Like, I think probably the number one thing is raping and then drugging and then scheming. Hypocrisy is way down the list. And then he says something that was pretty compelling. He goes, have you ever known a rapist who wasn't a hypocrite? There's nobody out there saying, hey, rape is just my jam. There's nobody. That's how, what made Norm MacDonald great. Yeah, you know, I have it on my phone. I was going to watch it, but I rebelled. And I rebelled for some of the same reasons that we're going to go into later. But first, let's back it up. Let's back it up to this week. If you read the Substack, you know I went to visit Steve Shaughnessy. But even before then, listen, I'm not going to out the guy who made this for me. Because I'm not entirely sure. He wants it publicly known that he used the awesome power of one of the most awesome companies in the world on work time to both 3D print, paint, and program what I'm about to show you. Now, listen, there's a friend of mine, one of you's, fan-created artwork, made a picture of me as Hitler. And I posted it on my Facebook page. And this friend of mine came to me very directly and she goes, "The fuck are you doing?" I go, "What? Why'd you put that up?" I go, it's fan artwork. So that doesn't explain it. Why did you choose to put it up? I said, "Well, I thought it was funny." "So you think the Holocaust is funny?" I said, "Me as Hitler is funny." She goes, I don't think it's funny." I go, "Well, this is not my space. It's Facebook. I can post stuff I like. You don't like it, there are ways that you can get around it." She goes, okay. It's like when I got audited by the State Board of Equalization and I got a little tone in my voice and the woman said, "Okay." And then they seized my entire bank account and garnished my wages. It was that kind of okay. It was like Jimmy the Jet kind of okay. "You were a little disrespectful." "Nah, we're just having a party." Okay. I didn't see it coming. Next thing I know, I'm embargoed and I'm in Facebook jail. Clearly, she turned me in as propagating hate speech. So while I was thrilled with what I'm about to show you, I at the same time would have been even more thrilled to publicly share it with you. As it is right now, I'm just talking to put it in deep enough into the show that the casual looky-loos will not have stuck with us this long. We're 6 minutes in. Let me give it another 30 seconds. So not only did he download some sentence, he found an app that uses AI. And this is not the Oxbow video, the second talk that all you fucking Luddites are complaining. "Oh, Epicat has never done anything that sucks. This Oxbow video, the song is great, but the Oxbow video sucks. Why would you use AI?" We are artists. We chose to use it in the same way that people who are upset about auto-tune initially realize I can take auto-tune and I can bend it to my services. And I'll tell you something else. The AI video out of all the videos that Oxbow did on the entire record was the cheapest one. So maybe if those whiners and complainers actually start buying the records, we don't have to do that. In any case, he uses AI to generate phrases in the appropriate accent. And then he gave it to me. 30 seconds has elapsed. I will now show it to you.
"Enter hi to you too. Hello, Terry, Mr. Eugene S. Robinson. Sorry about all that Judenstuff."
Sorry about all that Judenstuff.
"Did you eat my strudel?"
Did you eat my strudel? I don't know if you got that.
"He has never been to Argentina."
I have never been to Argentina.
"But it sounds like a good place to settle down."
But it sounds like a good place to settle down.
"Sorry about all that Judenstuff." "Sorry about all that Jewish stuff. I don't know what came over me."
"I don't know about all that Jewish stuff. I don't know what came over me."
"Sorry about all that Judenstuff. Have a great day. I would not recommend taking the train."
"I would not recommend taking the train."
"Have a great day."
"Have a great day."
"Thank you."
"Thank you."
"Hello, Terry, Mr. Eugene S. Robinson. You deserve a gold star. Thank you. Did you eat my strudel?"
"Yeah."
"I would not recommend taking the train."
And hold on, there's one that he's...
"Did you eat my strudel?"
"Where is
he?" "You deserve a gold star. Enter high to you too. Hello, Terry, Mr. Eugene S. Robinson. Enter high to you too."
Well, the one I was trying to get was...
"Did you eat my strudel?"
Oxbow is my favorite band. Now, if you're playing... If you're playing the drinking game, you're probably already drunk as a result of every single one of those. So I got this on Wednesday. I've been wanting to share it with the world. Listen, you either get it or you don't get it. I can't explain it to you. If you think that that's the equivalent of advocating Holocaust denial or some other popular thing that has to do with Gaza, you're wrong. Guy just made it because he thought it was funny. He's doing Pol Pot. He's going to do Kim Jong-un. He's going to do Albert Einstein. Got a twisted sense of humor. Makes me laugh. Might be offensive. I don't know anymore. Laughter, fortunately, is involuntary. You just do it. You don't mean to. You just do it. Like sneezing. Anyway, get beyond that point. I go to visit Steve Shaughnessy in the hospital. That's what the Substack is about. He's dying. He may not die, but he is dying. He will be dead well before any of yous, unless you happen to meet an untimely death. So I start thinking about not only death, but how you want to spend what could be the intervening moments of your life. No. I sent it to that guy. That would be Heinrich. JB's just talking about that would be Heinrich. And I sent it to him, and his response was amazingly muted. And I go, if I can't get the guy who wants to do the comedy show about the escaped Nazi to laugh, I don't, maybe it's me. So I had rewrites on the Carlos piece. This was a week, of course, that everybody was to show up in court. And justice for Carlos Watson, if you follow me on the Twitter machine, forget it, I'm not calling it X. You see that every time they posted his lawyer, this guy, Judge Frisson, who's got his own practice and is now listing himself as a general counsel for Ozzy, has posted out justice watchers for Carlos. Let's pack the courtroom Wednesday at 1:30. I wish to God somebody had been there. And every time he posted, I would say, I'll show up if you give me my back pay. And he can't get rid of it. So he has to keep posting, hoping that I'll drop off. So every post he made, I got on it. And thank God some of you retweeted it, which makes me even happier. In fact, the amount of retweet and bounces that I got off of my posting were more significant, as usual, than the ones that he got from posting it. Fuck is going to show up in court for Carlos Watson. Who? My mother says enough. Leave the man alone. However, yesterday I had to leave jiu-jitsu quickly, make my way over to Mountain View Theater of Performing Arts and sit there with my kid and my wife. I didn't have to. I got to. And we got to watch like Zeusical. It was great. A musical with featuring themes from Dr. Zeus. But it was right across the street from where I worked and down the street from where I ended up working at Ozzy. And I thought PTSD was not real. It's fucking real. I couldn't shut my mouth and stop talking about it. I was like weirded out as a result of being there. And I came to some stunning conclusion, like I have with all my other friends who are crooks and grifters. They had the smarts and they had, with the ounce of goodwill that they had, do you understand what was gambled away? This man was friends with Bill Clinton, Tony Blair, Bill Gates, had gotten millions of dollars from a billionaire, Lorene Powell Jobs, and still fucking bobbled it. How could you? How reckless can you get? How reckless can you get? Even, listen, in a certain way, it was almost noble. Because the second Ozzy started having problems, what I would have done, were I in a position to do so, would go have a come to God meeting with Lorene and say, listen, this is not working out financially the way we had planned. So in other words, I'm cutting the dead weight. I'm with you, Lorene. What are we going to do next? He says, nah, I'm riding dying on this one because this is my only chance to what? Forced myself on the American public. And even that was dog-headed. And that's an insult to dogs. I say it was dog-headed. Why? Primarily because if you had taken a fraction of that money that you had spent on billboards in Times Square, subway buys, poster buys all over LA, and given that to a good PR company, a high-quality PR company, you could have had pieces in the New York Times. You could have pieces in the New Yorker. You could have spread that money. You could have made yourself brick by brick, organically, somebody of note that somebody gave a shit about. You think of something on the side of a bus that says Anderson Cooper meets Oprah makes anybody give a shit? It doesn't. Then it's just about money and grift. My mind is boggled. I had to keep bringing it up during dinner. I was the worst dinner guest last night after seeing the play, coming home, putting together. I don't want to watch the move. I didn't want to watch the fights. I didn't give a shit about the fights. And of course, I'm obsessed with Steve dying because it's like, one, he's created a situation where there's nothing. What is that line from that 16 horsepower song? He took a left clog hopper where he's like, you took a left in a place where there are no maybes. No maybes. 30 years ago, when he let his answering machine die and stop answering his phone and jettison all of his friends and connections, it was writ. And even then, there's a surprise. His mind is clear as a fucking bell. Wit sharp. But the body is crap, and the body's like, fuck you, we're leaving. Back to the consciousness suit, bro. And even then, there's chagrin. Nobody's ready. Nobody. You have to have a long suffering nose before you finally go, you know what? I'm okay with this. I got to let this body go. It's a pain in the ass. I'm going back to the soup of consciousness.
What?
But I'd be wrong if I said that as a dawn broke, I wasn't interested. I was interested in what happened with the fight because it was all of a piece. If you read Toy Avassa this week, he was saying, yeah, I'm back. I'm back. I had three in a row, but I've reconfigured this thing. Blah, blah, blah. And he gets fucking choked out by Tybura. There were other fights on the card, of course, but this is the one that kind of cemented why I didn't want to watch, because what did we just watch? We watched dude die. Taking a left turn to a place where there ain't no maybes. Ain't no maybes. He hasn't improved. It's hard to have sympathy for him. Where's dude now? Especially when you got a guy who's got that. Imagine this. If you have a guy like accused anal rapist Connor McNuggets, who's got that it factor, but he starts losing. Tai Tuivasa has got that it factor. He's got the crowd. He's become like the Samoa, the Pacific, the Polynesian fucking Wes Sims. People love this guy. He can't win a fight to save his life now. And, you know, much like an erection that doesn't show up, the panic is extreme and makes it unlikely that it will ever show up. Dude can't go into, he's five fights down. What do you think is going to happen? He's in Wes Sims territory. Wes Sims was six fights down and still getting fights. He'll still get the fights. But they'll have to doctor the fights for him. The dude is a banger. But this is something else. This is clearly and totally something else. And indeed, if you watch these sports, I mean, the best and biggest story this week in my mind was the meeting of Aspinall and Johnny Boney Joni, because, and you know, he goes, nice to meet you, and he suns him. He puts his hand on John Jones' shoulder, and John's smiling the same way, takes the hand off. It's the handoff. Still smiling. And that was a wonderful performative moment. Because everybody said it from Rashad Evans. He's made it his brand. They go, be careful with Johnny Boney Joni. He's two-faced. So just because he's smiling doesn't mean he hasn't understood what the Diaz has said all the time. If you're in the same division as I am, we are enemies. Because you're standing between me and a payday. But I got to tell you.
Hey, Showstomper fans. Thanks for checking out this teaser of the Eugene S. Robinson Showstomper. Please be sure to join us over at showstomperpodcast.substack.com to subscribe so you can enjoy the remainder of the show. Every show runs a little over an hour for free on the Showstomper YouTube channel every Sunday when it airs live. To catch the show after that, you will need to become a paid subscriber on Substack to help support Eugene's work and help us to keep bringing these shows to you week after week, year after year. Thank you so much for your support. See you over on Substack.